Unseren linken Fuß. Von unten nach oben. Zuerst die Zehen. Die Zehen des linken Fuß. Wir konzentrieren uns auf unsere Zehen. Zehen unseres linken Fuß sind entspannt. Wir entspannen unseren Rist. Die Ferse, die Achillessehne. Die Wade. Das Schienbein. Das Knie, den Oberschenkel, die Hüfte, unser linker Fuß ist entspannt. Wir vergleichen den linken Fuß nun entspannt mit dem rechten, noch nicht entspannten Fuß. Wir entspannen den rechten Fuß. Die Zehen. Den Wrist. Die Ferse. Achillessehne, die Wade, das Schienbein, das Knie, die Oberschenkel, die Hüfte. Ist auch der rechte Fuß entspannt. Wir bemerken, dass linker Fuß und rechter Fuß entspannt sind. Nun entspannen wir unsere Arme. Wir beginnen mit dem linken Arm. Wir entspannen unsere Finger, den Daumen der linken Hand, den Zeigefinger der linken Hand, den Mittelfinger der linken Hand, den Ringfinger der linken Hand. Kleinen Finger der linken Hand. Wir entspannen unseren Handrücken, den Handballen. Du bist entspannt. Ja, gut so. spannen auch den Unterarm, den Ellenbogen, den Oberarm und die Schulter der linken Hand. Die linke Hand ist nun entspannt. Wir vergleichen nun die linke entspannte Hand mit der rechten noch nicht entspannten Hand. Nun entspannen wir die rechte Hand. Wir entspannen die Finger der rechten Hand, den rechten Daumen, den Zeigefinger, gut so, den Mittelfinger, den Ringfinger und den kleinen Finger. Die Finger der rechten Hand sind nun entspannt. Nun entspannen wir den Handrücken unserer rechten Hand. Wir entspannen den Handballen, den Unterarm, den Ellenbogen, den Oberarm und die Schulter unserer rechten Hand. Unsere rechte Hand und unsere linke Hand ist nun entspannt. Nun entspannen wir den Rücken. Wir entspannen unsere Arschbacken. Unsere Arschbacken sind entspannt. Dann entspannen wir unseren Schließmuskel. Unser Schließmuskel ist entspannt. Wir entspannen unsere Lenden, unseren Rücken und den Nacken. Unser Rücken ist entspannt. Jetzt entspannen wir den Bauch. Wir entspannen die Muskeln unserer Geschlechtsorgane. Unsere Geschlechtsorgane sind entspannt. Dann entspannen wir den Bauch. Wir entspannen die Brust und unsere Rippen. Unser Bauch und unsere Brust und unsere Geschlechtsorgane sind entspannt. Nun entspannen wir unseren Kopf. Wir entspannen unseren Hals. Wir entspannen unseren Kehlkopf, unseren Nacken, unsere Stirn. Wir entspannen unsere Ohren, unsere Augenbrauen, unsere Augenlider. Wir entspannen auch unsere Augäpfel, unsere Nase, Wangen. Wir entspannen unsere Oberlippe. Wir entspannen unsere Unterlippe. Wir entspannen unser Kinn, unseren Gaumen und unsere Zunge. Kapitel 2. Spiritual Awakening.
Any thought that you have ever thought about yourself? Any thought that you have ever thought about yourself, however deflated or inflated, is not who you are. It is simply a thought. It is simply a thought. The truth of who you are cannot be taught, because it's the source of all thoughts. And the truth of who you are cannot be named or defined. However you identify yourself, like a child, like a mother, like a father, like a beautiful or ugly person, a healthy or a sick person, a suffering or enlightened person, always behind of all that is the truth of yourself. It's not far into you. It is so close that you cannot believe it. It is you. Self-identification through objects is not who you are. You are not your social status. These are tricks of your mind. The truth of who you are is untouched by any concept of who you are, whether ignorant or enlightened. The truth of who you are is free of it all. You are already free, and all that blocks your realization of that freedom is your own attachment to some thoughts of who you are. These thoughts doesn't keep you from being what you really are. You are already there. It separates you from the realization of who you are. So now, let me invite you to dive into what always has been here. Who are you really? Are you some image that appears in your mind? Are you some sensation that appears in your body? Are you some thoughts that rises in your brain? Are you some emotion that passes through your mind and body? Are you something that someone else has said you are, or you are the rebellion against something that someone else has said you are? No, these are all misidentifications. All these definitions come and go, are born and then die. The truth of who you are does not come and go. It is present before birth, throughout lifetime, and after death. It is your birthright to discover who you really are. Any thought that this discovery is not for you, now is not the time. You are not worthy. You are not worthy. You already know who you are. Now get this, not tonight. Now it is time to investigate this thought, this I thought, this we and I. Open your conscious intelligence. Open your constant intelligence. The most important question you can ever ask is, who am I? Who am I? In a certain way, this has been the implicit question asked throughout every stage of your life. Every activity, whether individual or collective, is motivated by search for self-definition. Typically, you search for a positive answer to this question and run away from a negative answer. Once this question becomes explicit, the momentum and the power of this question direct the search of the true answer, which is open-ended, alive, and filled with deepening insight. You will experience both success and failure. After a certain stage, sooner or later, you realize that who you are, whatever it is defined, is not satisfying. Unless this question has been truly answered, not conventionally answered, you will be still hungry to know. Because no matter how you've been defined by others, no matter how you've been defined by others, defined by others, well-meaning or not, and no matter how you have defined yourself, no definition can bring lasting certitude. The moment of recognition that no answer has ever satisfied this question is crucial. It is often referred towards the moment of spiritual ripeness, the moment of spiritual maturity. At this point, you can consciously investigate who you really are. Personal identification and the basic assumption, I am somebody. But the thought, I am somebody, leads to all kinds of strategies. To be a better somebody, a more protected somebody, and somebody with more pleasure, more comfort, more attainment. But when this very basic thought is questioned, the mind encounters the I. It is assumed to be separated from what it has been seeking. This is called self-inquiry. This most basic question, who am I, is the one that is most overlooked. We spend most of our days telling ourselves or others that we are someone important, someone unimportant, someone big, someone little, someone old, or someone young. Never truly questioning is mostly basic assumption. So, who are you really? Who are you really? But you can go on and on and on and on and on and investigate deeper and deeper. Are you your face? Are you your body? Are you the object, or are you the awareness behind the object? So I asked again, are you the object, or are you the awareness of the object? Hello, I can see you. Are you the tough, or are you the aware behind the thought? Are you the tough, or are you the awareness behind this thought? Objects come and object goes. Thoughts come and goes. The good one, the bad one, the clever one, the stupid one, the beautiful one, the ugly one. This identification come and go. But the awareness behind this identification is always present. The misidentification of yourself as some object leads to extreme pleasure or extreme pain and endless cycles of suffering. When you are willing to stop the misidentification and discover it directly that you are the awareness itself and not this impermanent definitions, the search for yourself ends. So when the question who is followed all the way back to its source, there's a huge, astounding realization. There's no entity there at all. There's only the indefinable, boundless recognition of yourself, not separated from anything else. You are free. You are whole. You are endless. There is no bottom, no boundary to you. Any idea about yourself appears in you and will disappear back into you. You are awareness, and awareness is consciousness. So let all self-definitions die in this moment. Let them go and see what remains. See what is never born and does not die. Feel the relief of of laying down the burden of defining yourself. Experience the actual non-reality of the burden. Experience the joy that is here. Rest in the endless joy of your pure nature before any thought of I arises.
Yeah.
unser Bewusstsein. Keine Farben, keine Töne, keine Augen noch Ohren, noch Nase, Zunge, Körper oder Bewusstsein. Keine Farben, keine Töne, keine Gerüche, kein Geschmack. Nichts zu tasten, nichts zu denken. Kein Geschmack, nein Geschmack. Nichts zu tasten, nichts zu denken. Es gibt weder Wissen noch Unwissenheit. Weder Illusion noch auflöschende Illusion. Kein Alter, kein Tod. Noch die Beseitigung von Alter und Tod. Keine Ursache des Leidens. Keine Auslöschung des Leidens. Es gibt dort weder Erkenntnis noch Gewinn. Noch nicht Gewinn. Noch nicht Gewinn. Noch nicht Gewinn. Nisha Kibu Yosoku. Shaki Bu Yosoku.